Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now, juggling around the region. Bringing Douglas River goals, painting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies leading off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Douglas River goals, painting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies leading off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, crack shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This is KRR, bitch, we be worldwide. We can go with no suggestions from the ride. The world's just like in their walls for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Didn't see this girl, I'm throwing pisses. Horror is losing it, I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through this rainstorm, plastic up and dropping something. Turn up, I'm with you and nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit. We getting wicked, raising no protection. How the fuck we be living here at top of the man with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from a jug alone. Representing for myself, counting up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc getting energy, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks be faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Circle the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawing no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing darkness where we're going, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisted in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing darkness where we're going, speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisted in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, stand on our level.
We'll be on good, motherfuckers. Welcome to the Jungle Barada. Me with your host, Havoc.
Co-host, Gil G. Jim will join us very shortly. He tends to be late. But tonight we got an interview with Poisonous Logic. So let me get him called up in here.
If those who don't know, Psycho D and DJ Ghost.
Oh.
Yo, what's good? Psycho D and DJ Ghost.
Hello.
What's going on?
Shit, man.
How's it live?
Chilling, man. And just so you know, we have a homie up in the room. And apparently, he actually did an interview with you guys last week. So apparently, we have him up in the room this time. It's Daniel Betray, I think his name is.
Oh, hey, Ichigo. Hey, buddy. If you can hear me, hi. What up?
So, first of all, Happy New Year's, motherfuckers.
Happy New Year's, dog. Ditto.
So, all right, so my first question is, if those who don't know about you guys as individuals, how did you guys get the names Psycho D and DJ Ghost? And on top of that, how'd you guys come up with the name Poisonous Logic for the group?
Well, my name basically, like Psycho D, it's basically like a short for psychotic demonic. I kind of like when I'm rapping, I already envision myself as like a demon of sort, I guess. It's weird. I don't know. I'm kind of weird like that. So that's like, really, that's basically what I have to say about my name. It's just, his name sucks. My name sucks balls. I got my shit. I don't know. I was like DJing back in the day, and then fucking, I don't know, I think everybody was just clowning on me because I'm so white and shit. Nigga's transparent. The nigga is transparent. He's like a ghost, so we were just like, ghost.
DJ motherfucking ghost.
DJ white ghost.
Ass motherfucker.
A white-ass dude, and I'm a brown-ass dude, and I don't understand how Psycho D came about, and it just happened. It
should be Psycho B. Psycho Brown.
Psycho Brown.
Well, technically, shouldn't it be Psycho M for Psycho Mexican?
Psycho Mexican.
No. Word. I like that one.
We're changing it.
Psycho Mexicano. I'm going to do that. Psycho Mexicano. I'm going to do that one.
Oh, yeah. Now, how about, the group's name? Poisonous Logic.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. My bad. I've been drinking, so I'm still, I kind of still partied. I had a headache last night, so I didn't really party much. You can ask Miss Looney about that. She's all mad at me about that, so. That's on a whole another tip. But, let's see. How did we come up with Poisonous Logic, Ghost? What had happened was...
We were asked that question.
Way too many goddamn times. So many people kept on coming up to us and asking us, like, you guys got a group name? Do you guys got a group name? Because, like, for, like, the longest time when me and this dude first started, like after I got done with doing Caballos for a little bit, like, with Marks and everything, I was just doing solo tip, and so was Ghost here, and he's always been doing the whole solo tip thing. He's always been good at hyping me, and I've always been, you know, okay with hyping him.
He sucks.
I suck. I suck balls. Not really. That's a metaphor.
Speaking.
Figure it. I don't want to speak about figured balls, okay? Stop. Okay. But other than that, back on track. We tangent a lot about balls. But.
Tits.
Okay. So basically what happened was a lot of people kept on coming up to us, asking us a lot of questions about what's our group name. We were doing a whole solo tip thing. We were just a tag team duo type thing. We were doing shows, that whole thing. I said a lot of things so far. And what had happened was me and this dude just, like, started doing just, like, really, like, we're starting to do music at, like, a realistic standpoint. You know, there's both a positive and negative to life. And,
we let people know about the fucked up shit that goes on, you know, like, basically... Poisonous in the name, to me, is kind of just like we tell everybody about the poisonous shit in the world that goes on, the shit that fucks people up in the head and just, you know, fucked up shit that happens, because not everything is just, you know, cool as fuck. And all
not everything is happy rainbows and butterflies and teddy bears. Not everything.
Only sometimes.
A little bit sometimes. I'll admit, it's a little bit sometimes.
Basically saying the logic is poisonous.
Yeah, and we just, you know, we think of things like, logically speaking. You know what I mean? Fucking, hey, I don't know.
We thought it was clever.
We thought it was kind of clever. When we did this sort of interview with Ichigo, we had way more of a cooler answer. I think it's because I've been drinking. I don't know. Last time I was just stoned as shit.
Oh, bud. But, alright, so my next question for you guys, who would you guys say would be your influences that, you know, that made you decide to pick up a mic and start spitting?
Okay. Let's go down the list. Alright, let's pull out our pen and paper.
Shit, man. When I started listening to rap, it was all like Bone Thugs, Wu-Tang Clan, Necro, Isham, Ill Bill, all that shit. Fucking, I used to listen to a little bit of Rugged Man back in the day. So I'm starting to listen to that fool a lot nowadays. He's fucking sick. But Jedi Mind Tricks, Mini Pads, all that shit, man. That's all fucking dope. I used to listen to that shit a lot.
Yeah, I have a lot of influences that Ghost named off too. Let's see. I listen to Lynch. Eazy-E, Isham,
Let's see, who else?
West Side Connection.
Yes, West Side Connection. I listen to a lot of gangster shit. And fucking, of course, I listen to Blaze and ICP too. Fucking, let's see, who else?
Twisted.
Of course, Twisted. Fucking, of course, Twisted.
Duh.
Don't even fucking, don't, why did you fucking make me look dumb like that on the fucking interview, Ghost? I hate this motherfucker sometimes. Sometimes I want to wring his neck.
I'm sorry.
With his own intestinal tubing. But, back on track. Let's see, who else? Definitely got to give a shout-out to Kung Fu. He's like Kung Fu Vampire. He's definitely a dope motherfucker to fucking listen to. I like his music a lot. The Big Dog, The General, Tech N9ne, of course. Mad Child up in Canada. Fucking Swollen Members, that whole thing. Potluck, maybe, yeah, Potluck too, let's see, maybe Potluck, no, that's not what I meant by that, by the way. Let's see, is there any more you want to name off? Oh, Necro, Illbill, fucking,
that was said, motherfucker.
I don't care, I'm gonna say it again, because I like the music too. They asked for both our opinions, you inconsiderate fuck.
That is acceptable.
I hate your face sometimes. Your face is offensive. But, back to his offensively non-face.
I believe that is the answer.
Yeah, that's basically, it sums it all up. Like I said, there was a big list. There's more to that, too. Like, especially a lot of up-and-comers that, like, we've been listening to a lot recently, too. So, yeah. Next question.
And apparently your boy, Opium, is a little bit lost.
Opie, why are you lost? What happened?
Cause apparently,
I'll find you. I'll go all the way to Kansas City and find you, bro. Don't worry. I'll go in the snow for you. You know that, boo. I love you. You know that, boo. Opie's my boo.
Because apparently he wants to know how to listen. He's on it, and he keeps playing some old shit, I guess. Are you sure you clicked on the right link?
I don't know if he clicked. Okay, how did he figure it? Oh, is he talking to you on like Facebook or some shit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How about you give him the right link, show him the right path. Guy, get his hand and show him how to drink water. Havoc, please.
Teach the man how to fish.
Teach the man how to fish. Teach the man how to pee. Teach the man how to shit. Teach the man how to puke after he drinks a lot. I don't know.
How to clean it up.
Well, yeah, teach him how to clean that shit up, because we definitely ain't.
Yeah, I mean, like, unless he's trying to listen
is he,
to...
Is he still lost? Bong hits, pipe hits, hold on, we're smoking. Hold on, on that next question. Hold on. The sound of us smoking was provided by ArizonaGreenLife.com. They provided our medical marijuana cards. Thank you, guys, because me and Ghost have back problems. Ghost has gay skateboarding problems.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, Cycle D, man, you might want to tell Ms. Looney to stop watching so much porn because of the fact apparently her computer is being stupid and she can't listen because fucking porn keeps popping up.
Stupid.
Porn keeps popping up.
It happens. Got some fetishes.
All right, so my next question for you guys is, now, I'm sure you guys might remember the Walmart question that, you know, that we love asking up on here, because I know Cycle D and Mark, have stopped by through like a few fucking interviews that we did up on here back in the past. But if not, here you go. If I was to get you guys high, give you $75, and put you in a Walmart with no food and no drinks, what would you buy?
Absolutely nothing. Choco tacos.
There's no food.
I said nothing, he says Choco tacos. The reason why I say nothing is because I'll just walk through the Walmart,
and just open up shit and just start eating it. Not the frozen food, because obviously I need a microwave for that. But, yeah, that's basically what I'll do. Maybe ice cream. I'll eat sherbet. Yeah, I'll eat sherbet. Yeah, I'll definitely eat some sherbet.
Except there's no food and no drinks.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, well, fucking A. What type of bullshit is that? I'm stoned? Am I stoned in this?
Yes, you are.
See? That's Damn. Fucked up, bro. Is there a McDonald's at least in this fucking Walmart? Because the one
no,
here in Arizona
no
where we
food.
Live... Oh, no food. But
no
is
food
it like...
All.
But is it fucking McDonald's considered toxic waste?
It doesn't count.
Wait.
I'd buy a PlayStation. Oh, wait, no, you said $75. Fuck. I'd go to the $5 movie bin.
Yeah, I'll just buy a bitch load of movies and some diapers for my chicklins.
Diapers, nice. That was a good answer.
See, I think about my kids, dog. I think about my kids even when I'm stoned and drunk.
And apparently, Ichigo was the one who actually paid attention to that question when I asked it, because of the fact he actually said the $5 bin.
Is that what he said, the $5 bin too?
Yep.
Nice. I like it. See, great minds think alike.
It's a nice save.
It's a nice save. Good job!
Now, of course, you know, you guys have a new album in the works. Now, is there a title and a set release date for the album?
It's actually going to be self-titled. It's just going to be called Poisonous Logic, just plain, just straight up. And then as far as the release date, we don't have an actual date yet, but I think it's going to be mid-2014, somewhere around there, mid to late in this year. We're almost done. We're like a little over halfway.
We're
actually more than halfway.
Yeah, we're more than halfway. We got like a lot of the main tracks done and everything. A lot of the tracks that we have on our Reverb Nation and SoundCloud is going on that album. So if anybody wants to check out our crappy music, hey, ReverbNation.com/Poisonous Logic. Poisonous with a Z and logic with a K.
Yeah.
I'm just honest. I know people hate us.
I like my music.
I hate your music.
Whatever.
And I make music with you, and I hate it.
Whatever.
I love his music.
What the fuck, Evs?
What the fuck, Evs? Don't fucking not say ever with me. Just say ever, please.
Ever.
Ever. Whatever, not what Evs. Because it makes you sound like a stupid little fucking valley girl. You know what?
Whatevs,
okay? Like, whatevs. All right, sorry, Havoc. We end up doing that a lot, sorry.
It's all good. So, can we expect any collabs on this album?
Oh, on this album, let's see.
Yeah.
Yes, you can, actually. But let's just say that I'm gonna try to sound like a TV host person. No, I'm not going to try. I'm just kidding.
For our next host of the song.
For our next host? What the fuck? You're stoner. Stop.
We got Swizz up on the album.
Yeah, we got Swizz from Funk Volume. Insane Poetry from Lyrical Snuff Productions.
Cryptic Wisdom.
Cryptic Wisdom we got on the album. We got Opium, actually. He's going to be on the album, too. My brother, fucking Baraka, you know, old school Arizona fucking toxic shit rapper motherfucker. He's crazier than shit, and he'll fucking maybe rape your mother. Maybe. I don't know.
It's possible.
I've seen that shit. If you go to Arizona fucking Times and you type in the baseline rapist or the baseline killer, this motherfucker looks very similar. I'm just kidding.
I knew that.
He was always
missing and shit.
He was always
odd
missing.
Odd hours of the night.
Odd hours of the night. And then show up in blood-covered clothing. But that's besides the point.
We got JBD.
JB Demented. He's our fucking, he's another one of, like, our old-school homies, you know, Love that guy. You know, he's always, you know, been my secret male lover. He's always been my secret male lover. As well as opium. Sorry, opium.
Like
I would say, I don't care. I'm on air. I'm comfortable with my sexuality. Everybody knows I'm with Ms. Looney. I mean, but got two beautiful children by the woman, so hey. But other than that, let's see what happened was.
That might be it.
Yeah, that's it. Wham, bam, thank you, sir.
Hell yeah. Now, definitely going off topic a little bit. What are you guys' thoughts on Johnny Richter leaving KMK?
You don't want to know my real thoughts. No, I think it's weird, honestly. I think it's kind of weird, not in the fact that, hey, my God, Richter left KMK. No, I think it's weird that the fact that the homeboy went, like, through the whole effort of covering up his Spade and SRH tattoo and everything with that Tiki tattoo that he got now, just to leave the group that he left that label with and go right back to it. That's weird. So, like, is he going to get that Tiki tattoo replaced back with the Spade now? Like, so, I don't know. Like I said, I just think it's weird. It was a weird decision, honestly, you know, but that's just my own personal thing. It's not like it's like a drastic thing in my life, you know what I mean? Honestly, I performed with the guys a couple times, KMK as a whole and everything. I like some of the songs. I'm just not a real big KMK fan, you know what I mean? So I could care less. I don't know how to put that in a non-dickheadish sounding way, honestly, to tell you the truth.
Fucking asshole.
I'm an asshole. I blame fucking my friends when I was growing up. They always picked on me a lot. So, and they take.
Always a dick.
Now I'm a fucking asshole. Trust me. I'm a fucking dickhead.
We created a monster.
They created a fucking beast. I'm a beast. I'm a beast. I'll devour you whole.
That's what she said.
That's, ooh, wow.
Oh!
Oh! Oh!
Ding.
Ding. Ding, pop. All right, what about you, Ghost? What's your thoughts on the Richter Levy Cowbell Kings?
I didn't even know none of that shit. I like
I didn't even know that. I'm on Facebook all the fucking time, but I didn't even know that shit.
I heard that he left. I didn't know he came back or something?
No, What happened was, okay.
See what happened was.
What happened was, the whole story. I'm going to tell him this whole story. Is that cool, Havoc?
Go for it.
Okay, check it out. The whole story is, KMK had a falling out with Kevin Zinger of SRH and, you know, Suburban Noise Records.
I heard that.
Okay. Well, they ended up leaving the label. I guess apparently Johnny Richter had a falling out with the rest of KMK, apparently. And, you know, he before that all happened, he went through the whole, you know, deal of getting his, you know, Spade tattoo covered with a Tiki tat. Now, since he left KMK, he went right back to Suburban Noise Records.
What the fuck?
See? Do you see the weird dilemma?
That
is weird, isn't it? How would you try to portray yourself after that? I mean, homeboy apparently had a decent show when he came down here though, in Tempe, which that's what's up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm not knocking dude shit and everything. He does his thing. That's what's up. You know, much love to Johnny Richter. I'll say that much and everything.
I got KMK tattoo, so I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm dedicated. So I just don't keep up with the fucking news. I don't even know what's going on.
He's on Facebook all the fucking time like I am.
I don't stalk people's Facebook profiles, though.
Motherfucker is not stalking. It's called trolling nowadays, don't you know? No, I'm just playing.
Leaving comments.
Oh my God, Richter left KMK. Oh my God. Life is ending right now. This is the end. This is why This Is the End happened, the movie, because Johnny Richter left KMK.
Now,
okay.
Now, of course, like you guys have mentioned, you know, you guys have done shows with Twisted, Glass of Mahone, practically almost all of Strange, KMK. Now,
Is there a certain artist that you guys have not done a show with that you guys would love to that you guys would love to do a show with in the future?
Yeah, go. Yeah, dude, definitely. I want to get a show going on with Madchild. When I first started, you know, doing the whole rap thing and everything, it was my dream to always open up for Twisted. Well, that dream happened. That happened twice, which was awesome. But now I want to do my other half of my dream and finally fucking open up for Tech N9ne. We've been so close, but I don't know. People just don't like us, apparently. They're just like, nah, Poisonous Logic sucks. So I was just like, word. You know? All right. Okay, word. I guess I got to work on my shit a little bit. So that's what we did. We went back to the drawing board.
We had chalkboards.
We had chalkboards and shit. We didn't do
it. We were doing calculus.
I used a Sharpie on a fucking whiteboard.
That shit happened.
I was stupid. That shit don't come off. But, yeah, Tech N9ne, Madchild, let's see, who else? I definitely want to do a show with Necro, Illbill, Vinny Paz. Definitely want to do, damn. How come we can't spit out names right now, bro? We're usually good at this sort of situation. We're good at on-the-spot shit, you normally. But for some reason, now we're not. I don't know. I think it's the See, he's not even drinking. I'm the one that's drinking.
You're fucking blacked out drunk.
I am not. I'm going to remember this tomorrow. Sadly enough.
Sadly enough.
But, let's see. I would like to do a show with Hobson and Yellow Wolf and everything.
That would be
really cool. Wouldn't mind doing a show with a few other people, you know, some other people. I just can't remember the name at the moment. So I'm high and drunk, Havoc. Why are you going to do this to me right now, bro? Don't you know it's the day after New Year's Eve? Everybody was fucking, how about we have some people call in? Let's get some fools calling in telling us their hangover stories. I want to tell them how they raped a llama.
Well, whenever Gail G calls, you can tell Gail G that he raped a llama.
Who raped a llama?
Gail G.
I'm proud of him. Was it satisfying?
I don't know. You have to ask him that one.
All right, hey, was raping a llama satisfying? I'll ask him directly. I don't care.
all right, so if you guys could do a collab with any artist, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Motherfucking Nate Dogg. Michael Jackson. No, I'm just kidding.
Together.
No, I'm just playing. That would be weird as fuck. We're going to be doing a Beat It remix with Nate Dogg on the hook. Let's see. Dead or alive, really? Dead or alive. I forgot what artists recently have died, honestly, to tell you the truth. It's only because I'm drinking. That's not a fucking artist, and you don't rap.
That was your first movie, dog.
Dog, he crashes into the fucking walls, apparently. Oh, shit. Was that a little bit too soon?
Nah. Actually, you know what? You got to bring up Paul Walker being dead. Fuck him. What do you guys think about Uncle Phil dying, man?
Oh, I'm sad about that. I'm actually sad about that.
Uncle Phil, man. That's fucked up.
Was his real name James Avery? Yeah, James Avery. James Avery, man. That's pretty sad, actually, man. I enjoyed watching Fresh Prince late at night and everything, you know. You know what I mean? Have fun watching Fresh Prince, man. That's pretty sad, though, man. I'm actually sad about that. If anybody who saw my fucking whole Paul Walker debacle,
debauchery,
everybody was calling me a piece of shit because I laughed because Paul Walker died like I did right now. But yeah, I'm actually sad that James, you know, Uncle Phil Avery, rest in peace, buddy. You know what I mean? That's sad. It's actually sad.
It's like a piece of your childhood dying.
Yeah, dude. My childhood, Uncle Phil just died. I never had a real Uncle Phil. That was my Uncle Phil.
Why?
Uncle Phil! I wonder if Will's crying right now. I should call him. I'm gonna find out. I'm gonna Google Will Smith's number. I'm gonna be like, "Hey, Will, just want you to know, bruh, I'm here for you."
Lean on me.
When you're not strong, and I'll be your friend to help you carry on. Lean on me. When you're not strong, and I'll
bong
be
it.
Bong it. Bong it. Pipe it. Beer drink. Beer drink. Hold on, Havoc. let us do what we do. Hold on. This is what we do during interviews. They come accustomed to us.
I'm accustomed to your face.
And my balls have grown accustomed to your mouth, so what's the difference?
What? That was disrespectful.
Yeah, well, you disrespected my face.
Your mama.
That's rude. You never even met my mama.
Sorry, Deezy's mama.
He's never have. As long as we've known each other, this dude's never met my mom.
So lived in my house when we were kids.
Yeah, when we were kids. I used to basically live with this guy, and I basically know his whole fucking family.
You lived on my couch.
I lived on his couch. I actually lived. I didn't die there. I lived.
That was his couch.
That was my couch.
I lived there.
I lived that couch.
That shit. That couch lived him.
Whoa. What does that even mean?
I don't know, but that's how much you lived with that couch.
We're weird, Havoc. My bad.
That's all good. Trying to think of a shitload more questions because, in fact, it's been so long since we've done, like, interviews in a while. I mean, I think the last interview we did was back in maybe, like, September or somewhere like that, so it's been, like, a while. You know what I mean?
We feel that. We ain't done shit for a while, too. We took a break for the whole month of December. We ain't done no shows or nothing. Just kicking back, right?
We did other interviews. We were acting like assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just being dumbasses, really. Talking about midgets and what other shit that we were talking about in another interview?
Probably some hookers and blow.
Hookers and blow. For no good reason, apparently. And another one we were talking about, Paul Walker dying, like this one.
You need more material.
I need more material, bro. Come on. Something else happened.
Oh, why are you living in the past?
Why are you living in the past? I don't even like it. Whatever. But, let's see. How about we ask you a question? That's what we did with the last guy. That's what we do with Ichigo, actually. We asked him questions. Can we ask you a question?
Sure.
What's your favorite color?
Black.
That's sweet. Black's the new pink, bro, don't you know? I'm just fucking kidding.
Oh, that sounded like a valley chick.
Oh my god, like black is the new pink and red is the new blood. I don't know what that meant. It sounds like Valley Girl talk because they usually don't fucking make sense. I work in a fucking movie theater, so I hear that shit a lot and it's annoying.
Sweeping up my popcorn.
Sweeping up some popcorn.
Listening to Valley Girls. All right, you know what? I got a question. This is a question about an artist that's actually from Arizona, who I can't really stand. But you guys actually might be familiar with them, since, you know, you guys are from AZ.
Okay.
The Joker.
What about the Joker that you were asking us? What do we think about him?
Yep.
Oh, my honest opinion? I think, honestly, he's like a dude that came hard in some diss tracks and then bitched up. Straight up. He bitched up when he realized, oh, shit, maybe now I'm never going to fucking work with these. Now I'm never going to work with tech anymore because, you know, I'm a dickhead. And fucking...
You're not going to And yeah.
And then, and, you know, fucking with Hobson, I figured that that relationship between him and Hop would get mended because they were longtime homies and shit, you know what I mean? Fucking, but other than that, we met the guy, actually. We met the guy.
He
was at Twisted Show. It's kind of funny. He claims to not be a Juggalo rapper, right? But he's at all these Juggalo shows here in Arizona. It's kind of hilarious. I don't care. If he ever hears this, which is it's cool. Much love, Joker. He's gonna write a diss track on fucking Poisonous Logic. Tell me the shit. I'll get my name out there so quickly, dog. Thank you. No, I'm just playing. I don't really care. Back to the fucking point. Like I said, we met dude, a few times. You know, I met him at I think there was this one show that we did in Tempe at Big Fish Pub. What show was that that he was there? I know we met him.
I met him once. I met him at the Twisted Show.
Yeah.
He's a pretty cool dude.
And, yeah, met him at the Twisted Show, too, though. He's a cool guy. I just don't, you know, I like his music. His music's cool.
Good quality shit.
Yeah, definitely good quality. Yeah, he's a good artist, you know what I mean? He's respectful as an artist, just like as a human. Yeah, he makes some very weird decisions. I kind of question that fool's decision-making abilities. I'm glad that he, you know, came to his senses and was just like, hey, you know what, I'm sorry. Maybe coming out with all those diss tracks wasn't the fucking choice. But then again, that brings up Hobson, because that's what Hobson did when he first came back out.
All he did was diss tracks.
Yeah, that's all he did was diss tracks, you know what I mean? Fucking stupid. I hear something screaming.
Yeah, we have an 816 number with us. 816 was good with us.
Yo, am I on the air?
Oh, my God, it's OP. Hi, OP.
What's up, dude?
Hi. We were just talking to him. It's funny.
I'm Opium. I live in Kansas City. I'm a part of these guys' label, Chalkline Music.
Oh, yeah, that's Opium. We love that guy. He's our Midwest representative.
Hey, I had a quick comment on what you were saying, DZ, about, you know, like, because you said, well, that's all Hop did, you know, is diss tracks. The only thing is, Hobson dissed people who fucking sucked. Joker dissed people who
Word.
Like, Tech and Hoffman, like, they're good artists, and he dissed, you know what I'm saying, he dissed people that were good. So that's, like, that's just the difference there with that, I was saying. You know what I'm saying? But, what's up, Andreas?
Yeah, oh my God, it makes so much more sense now. See?
Yeah.
Opium opens my eyes. He opens my eyes a lot, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
And I love that guy. I love you, Opie.
I love you too, you fucknut. I can say that, right?
I admit it.
You fucktard.
Oh, yeah, I'm a fucktard. I'm from the East Coast. I'm just kidding, I'm not from the East Coast. Southwest.
Yo, ghost! Talk, man. I've barely heard you at all this whole fucking interview.
Say what?
I said I've barely heard you this whole interview, bro. You're just kind of like, yeah, what he said.
Bro, yeah. You're a hype man.
Basically,
you know, basically, what I feel is that he's right, and...
I'm like the guy in the background. He's like, "Some motherfucker, check this out," and I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, what the fuck,
no sir."
He holds my ball. He holds my ball.
He holds
my ball. My ball holder.
He holds it when you pee too.
That's enough. Of course. That's it. What? It's not like it's fucking huge job.
That was
really. I know. I pissed myself. I don't care.
Mine's like a fire hose when I pee, man. I have to, like, get fucking six motherfuckers to hold that shit. Otherwise, it fucking flops around and busts windows and fucking...
Yeah. There ain't no wheelbarrow and shit. Okay. Hey, Havoc, how many listeners are listening in on this right now?
So far, Ichigo, Opium, and Ms. Looney.
Okay. We got three. All I know is Ichigo. Obviously, Ms. Looney already knows about Opium. Here you go. Look up our boy, Opium. He's the shit. He's dope in the Midwest. You check him out, okay? Please do.
He's a cool guy. We love him, and he loves us.
Yes, please. I love them. They love me. We love each other.
Just go along with it, Opie. Just go along with it.
OpiumKC.com.
Oh, yeah, OpiumKC.com, son. Talk My Music 2014. Wow, 2014. Damn, it's 2014, guys.
Some old-ass.
Hey, do I have a limit on how long I can sit on here and talk to you guys, Havoc?
Nope. There is no limit.
Cool.
No, dude, you can just, I say stay on the air. It's an interview with Opio and Poisonous Logic now.
See how quick that shit happened?
See how quick Chalk My Music just took over Juggalo Rider Radio? It just happened. Shit just got real.
I seen
that shit happening. Hey, Jago, see what we're capable of? Let us take over TKS one of these nights. It's possible. Trust me. It's possible.
Come to Kansas City and we'll take over 98.9. No, actually, that might be hard to do.
Oh, my God. I want to go to Midwest.
Heavily
so
guarded.
I want to definitely go to the Midwest. I want to
hit Missouri.
I want to go to Missouri and get my fucking shirt back.
I gave it to Mary. She made a skirt with it.
Wah, wah, wah. There goes my shirt.
Opium, I need a motherfucking copy of your new CD that I'm on.
Oh, yeah, that CD that comes out this year?
Yeah.
The one that doesn't exist yet but will?
Oh,
yes.
Wait, what?
No.
Not Murderous. He's talking about Murderous.
Oh, you're talking about Murderous. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Itchigo. That's listening. Check out Opium's Fabricated Violence and Ballads with Junkies and what else? Murderous. And what's your new album called?
Psychotica.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ghost. Thanks for supporting what everybody else is just calling.
I'm here for you, bro.
What the fuck did you say? Everyone's like, what did you say? Ghost's like, yeah. I don't know what he said, but
yeah.
Yeah.
What did he say? Yeah, I got some crazy-ass music, man. We did some shit to some Slayer fucking beat that I fucking chopped up, man. We made Brain and Blood, man. Tore that shit up.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, man. You can find it. It's fucking fresh. It's fresher than a 10-second old dead chick.
And that's fresh.
That's
fresher than the unused tampon. Unused tampon.
Unused tampon still in the wrapper.
Yup.
In
the box, son. Still in the box at the store. That's how fresh it is.
What about tampons?
On the shore. It ain't even on the shore.
On
it
the
ain't
shelf.
Even on the shelf at the store. It's on
the
house. Hey guys. I just realized something. Havoc?
Yo.
Hey.
What's up,
Havoc? You just reminded me of Fonzie right now.
Hey.
So, you got any questions for PL or Opium?
And you know what? Opium, man, let me ask you the same question I asked these guys.
Yeah.
If I got you high, gave you $75, and put you in a Walmart with no food and no drinks, what would you buy?
Fucking A. Man, you got to drop a huge brain buster on me, dude. Okay, so I'm drunk and I'm high. I got $75 in Walmart. Now, I can't buy
food.
There's
no food or drink.
Oh, there's no food or drink.
Correct.
None at all. You got to think logically.
Logically. That's not something I'm good at. Okay. Well,
$75.
Let's see here. A bag of Max Light charcoal.
Nice.
I'm getting tips from the audience here. Hold on a second. Who wants to be a millionaire type shit?
Who's in the audience?
Who's in the audience in Kansas City?
A box of Saran wrap.
A box of Saran wrap.
Some lime, some zip,
hold on.
Some zip ties.
A box of Saran wrap. Okay, I'm not done.
You're at $35.
You're at $35. I would buy a tent. Got that? A tent. Yes. And if there's any left over, I get a candy bar.
You can, yeah, but because it's food.
Yeah, but
candy's
food.
Is no fucking food. Damn it. Okay, then I'd buy shampoo.
You can buy a fish.
I'd buy shampoo.
Nice. Shampoo. He was like, I want to keep my hair fresh.
Get
some deodorant.
I just like to squirt it in my eyes because I like the burn.
I like the burn.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Looney wants me to tell you that she's got wings for you.
Kind of nice. Wings? Like red wings?
Yeah.
I was
going to
make one.
I'm actually messaging her on my Facebook right now. I'm gonna see what wings means. I'm kind of lost.
Red wings.
Babe.
I heard it's red wings.
Babe, I'm lost.
What does red wings mean?
Onion rings?
Red Wings is a Detroit hockey team. That's what that means. I don't know what y'all are talking about, what kind of sick, twisted, perverted shit y'all are talking about, but I'm just telling you, the cat is out of the bag.
The cat?
The shit has hit the fan.
Hey, Opie, is Spider home?
Yeah, actually.
You should tell him to call. Let's make it official.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Because Spire doesn't want to talk to you.
What? What'd I do? The fuck
well,
did I do? Did I not rub his balls right? Did I not tickle his fancy?
No. It turns out you stole a fucking piece from his puzzle last night.
Hello? Yeah.
What the hell was that?
Stole your penis from your puzzle? Like, what?
Hi, Dad.
I don't know. I'm saying random stuff, dude. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
It sounded like a baby just screamed into the phone.
We just hear it. Hi, Dad.
Oh, it's a girl. Okay. I was confused. I was like, is your child trying to talk to me right now? Is she trying to talk to Uncle Deezy?
Put the baby away.
This is a loyal boy. This
hello. Oi, hello, governor.
Hello.
Will.
Hello.
Hello, mate.
Would you like to come over and put the tea in Roberts?
Would you like a spotted tay?
Would you like some spotted dick?
You bloody cunt.
This is me in the bloody cock.
Daisy.
I can't do a bloody cock, Daisy. Daisy, you fuck out.
Huh?
I called you a bloody cunt, you fuck out.
Can I die?
Oh my God, what's happening?
I think we're being invaded by children.
I think
it sounds like a child is yelling at me, right?
My DJ's girl's DJ girl's son.
What?
And his daughter.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, Dad. Good night, Dad. Love you.
Oh, wow. Good night.
Oh, it's Stella.
Wow.
It's Stella and Real.
My babies.
Your babies.
It's Ghost's babies on the
Havoc, you didn't tell us.
You didn't tell us there was kids on the air. We had to be proper.
I had no idea.
I know.
No.
I'm sitting here, like, saying, like, the C word and... See, look at me. I'm editing myself now because now I'm afraid there's children everywhere that are going to hear
me. Yeah.
That's good.
and they're going to do cool
honestly,
things.
I thought it was Mary.
The way that came out of my
Mary
mouth.
Tried to say stuff.
Man, this is trippy.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Opium, Ichigo wanted me to tell you mad props for working with Kitcha.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. It was fun. Oh, shit. I just fucked the puzzle.
We missed
the
kill chip. All right.
Yeah. That song was called Too Bloody. That was on my Ballads with Junkies little mixtape album thing that I put out in late 2010. It was me and Kilcha and then a homie that used to roll with us on the label who's no longer with the label anymore, but we all still keep in touch, at least as far as I know. They all do, but his name was Shorty Wicked. But anyway, we did that track, and it was awesome. I was glad to work with him because I was previously down with Sick Side. So that's what got me inspired to do that. Just felt like I should just throw that in there as I try and fix this puzzle that I messed up. Yes, I do
puzzles. Fix the puzzle.
Yes.
Fix the puzzle, Opie.
I'm fixing the puzzle. I got this, dude.
There's another piece.
I got this shit. Hold on. I don't got this. I'm missing pieces. I can fix this. This isn't nothing. Don't worry
about
my shit.
Did you eat?
But yes, thank you.
All I know is, hey, all I know is before we continue, are there any more children on air?
Not that I know of.
Any children? Let's make, hey, moment of silence in case any children speak up. Hold on, guys. Be quiet. Children? Kids? All right, no kids. Fuck yeah. All right, we're back.
F and A. F and A, Cotton. F and A.
F and A. Beep.
You would.
What?
I don't know.
Hey. All I know is, okay. So, Havoc. What else do you got? Oh, what you got? What you wearing, dog?
Say what? Who said what? Sorry,
I'm wearing. What am I wearing? I'm wearing.
Go, ask him the gay question that you asked Ichigo last time. Go.
I can't even remember.
Yeah, what was he wearing? You asked Ichigo what he was wearing because we were talking about your Puerto Rican lover.
I can't remember his name. But hey, what you wearing, dog?
Pikachu.
You wearing
Pikachu. He wants you to wear some Crocs and some assless chaps.
If you wear Crocs, don't walk up an elevator. Or down.
What's
no, no, no.
That?
It's an escalator. An escalator.
Hey, Daisy.
I gotta get my shit
up
on. It'll eat you alive.
I have a pair. I got pictures, man. Don't remember my
hope you got
party.
Crocs.
Yeah, I got Crocs.
I hope he got cock in his butt.
Well,
was that offensive?
Awkward silence.
Opium, I'm gonna hold the phone up to Deezy's face. Slap him. Go.
Ow. If you smacked the phone, I heard it. I felt that shit, and that hurt. That hurt. You're such,
guess what?
Like, you're such a poop head.
Guess what I just did? Bleh. I just stuttered. That's what I just did. No, for real, guess what I just did?
What did you just do?
I just finished the puzzle.
What?
Booyah. Yeah.
Wait, are we actually talking about a fucking puzzle?
Is this metaphorically speaking?
Is this a metaphor puzzle or like a real life puzzle that you're working on, Opium?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Havoc, like what are your thoughts on this puzzle that Opium speaks of?
Hey, I'm trying to tell you, dude.
I don't think I want to know.
It's a turtle puzzle, bro.
Is it a real puzzle?
It's a real puzzle. It's not mine, though.
Oh! So you're smart enough to do
puzzles?
What kind of puzzle is it, Opie?
It's a Ninja Turtle puzzle.
Fuck yeah. Opium, if anybody's listening to your to this interview right now, where can they find your music?
OpiumKC.com.
Where can they find Poisonous Logic music, if you know?
Do you have a webs.com?
Thanks, Opium. You were supposed to have our fucking back. Thanks, dude.
I thought we were cool.
I thought we were fucking awesome. I thought we were fucking, we were cool playing fucking lightsabers with our dicks, but apparently not.
You didn't keep me in the loop, man. You threw me under
the bus.
This is all Deezy's fault.
This is all my fault. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize for being a douchebag.
You threw me under the bus. No, you can check out Poisonous Logic on Reverb Nation. I know that for sure. I don't know if you guys got a webs.com like we do with Chalk on Music, because if you did, you haven't told me.
No.
I think we're getting rid of that.
Aren't you? I know you guys got your official website under construction at least.
Yeah. But
when's
we gotta buy the domain name.
when is it dropped?
I don't remember at the moment. I don't remember. Stoney was working on it. That's all I remember.
No. That's how I know. Like he sent me the little template of what it was supposed to look like, but it wouldn't download to my computer, so I couldn't look at it.
We need to get that thing popping.
Yeah, definitely.
That shit needs to
come
up. We're gonna have those CD up online.
RevoNation.com. You can fucking find them. And if you can't find them, then it's because you're not looking. It's because you're looking at the knowledge.
You need to look. Google me, bitch. You might learn something, Barbara.
Yeah, there you go. Just Google it. You type it into YouTube. That's the only thing it's going to pull up is Poisonous Logic. It's not going to pull up anything else. It goes straight to Poisonous Logic. It's not like you type in opium and it pulls up opium.
It's all that pops up is
Just different types of opium. So that way they know it goes straight to my thing. Without the KC at the end of opium,
OpiumKC.com.
It just shows you opium.
Shameless plug.
Much love.
All right, you know, I got a question. What is your guys' favorite flavor of fig?
Yellow.
We say favorite what?
Favorite flavor of Faygo.
Oh, I thought you said cake. Sorry, maybe it's just because I want cake.
Cake.
I
want some rock and rye, man. Rock and rye straight up. That's my favorite.
Candy apple.
Moon mist.
Hell yeah.
I would have said blue moon mist, but they don't make, well, I don't know if they make it anymore, but they don't make it where I live, at least. I guess you got to get online. Yeah. That was my favorite back in the day when I used to drink that.
Peach shit's good.
Dr. Faygo's good.
There's a Dr. Faygo?
Yes, there is.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
I might have seen this shit.
Yeah, you've been living under a rock?
I think so.
Well, you do live in the desert, so I can see it. You live under a cactus.
In between a cactus and a
fuck
rock.
Fuck you. I sit on a fucking cactus and I talk to a fucking bull skull named Petey. He talks to me about his problems. His wife's pregnant and she always cheats on him and he has a gay son named Twinkle Toes. How do you think Petey feels?
I'd say he feels like a winner.
You're absolutely right because he's filled with tiger blood.
Charlie Sheen. Tigers, bitch. Yeah.
So, I check out. So, here's a question for all three of y'all. Does Chalkline have any upcoming shows where people can just see in Chalkline lineup?
Let's see. Okay, you guys do your thing. I gotta do something real quick.
All right.
Dude, I did not get that question.
Oh, yeah, okay, check it out. Hopi, before you go away, he asked about what upcoming shows we got.
I'm right here, but I'm just doing something.
Oh.
Let the man do his thing.
Oh, we'll stop. Okay, rub one out real quick. All right.
Okay, so on January 10th in Tempe, Arizona, at the Big Fish Pub, we got a show with the Axe Murder Boys, Garcia Brothers Tour, Psychopathic Records, Clickbang Entertainment, Chalkline Music, ArizonaGreenLife.com. Sorry, drunk. Like I said, that show's going down. It's just going to be dope as fuck. We're performing, A&B, Homeboy Prey, Mindshot, a few other of the locals. Oh, we got Grim Reality Entertainment from California that's going to be coming out and rocking that shit with us. Let's see. I think, yeah, that sums it up on our end so far. That's the only show that we got actually booked so far for 2014. You know, nobody likes us. You know, they're like, oh, Poisonous Logic's, they want to get on the show. They're like, nah.
Not them again.
Not them again. You guys suck. They don't fucking do shit. All they do is just fucking suck balls on stage, and I guess.
Free 50 free.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Hey, I gotta go because I gotta, you know, handle my nightly business. No, I'm a family man now, as most of you guys know. All you guys know, I'm not sure about you, Havoc, but I know my boy Ghost and DZ, they got kids.
Okay.
You got, baby?
Opie, before you leave, tell them about your show on the 11th.
Yes. January 11th, we're live with Cut Calhoun at the Riot Room in Kansas City, Missouri. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be dope. We're giving away free tickets as our way of saying thank you to all of the people who are supporting us. So anybody who wants a ticket from us, it's free. Just come out to the show and rock it with us. It's going to be the shit. Havoc, thank you for letting me kick it on the radio and talk with you and my homies from Arizona. It was awesome.
Hey, Tom, homie.
I love you, dog.
I love you guys.
Hit us up.
I'll definitely be tuning in more.
Hit us up. Hey, get that track done. Hey, upcoming track coming soon. Opium and Poisonous Logic. Be on the lookout. Bad Choices.
He's going to be on the album.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it is. That's how it rolls.
You guys enjoy your interview. I'm going to go tend to my business here, and then I'll get back online. Hopefully you guys will still be on. So.
You handle your shit.
All right, you guys take it easy. Much love.
Much love. Peace, Chalkline.
Chalkline. Peace.
All right, check it out. If you guys could do a cover track from any artist there alive and make it your own track, what track would you choose?
If we can cover any track, any old track, what would we do?
Huh. Damn. You know, I always wanted to try to figure out how to put together that song Black Old Sun by Soundgarden. If I could somehow turn that into a fucking hip-hop, fucking, like, rap type thing, dude, that shit would be tight. Crazy.
Hell yeah.
I'm in the box, so I like to remake like rock shit but turn it into rap.
Oh yeah, that's what's up. Let's see.
I would like to like remake Painted Black by Rolling Stones. That was pretty dope. I like to do that one.
Oh yeah. That will be on the new album. The new album. To come in the future of all futures. We got a mixtape that we're working on that's gonna drop after this LP, and it's gonna be a lot of shit like that, like old school, maybe like classic rock, or fucking just metal. We got some like Metallica fucking sample beats on there, some other shit, Slayer, all that shit, fucking just remix type shit. So. I mean, we got, like, No Leaf Clover and shit from Metallica that we're doing. That shit's going to be crazy.
Hell yeah, but I'm fucking definitely looking forward to that shit, man.
Yeah, that shit will be crazy as fuck. We just got to drop this LP first, though.
Yeah, definitely. All right, you know what? What would you guys say is your favorite track off of the LP?
Let's see. Actually, right now, you think we could disclose this information, Deezy?
Disclose of information is permitted.
Permitted. Personally, we got this track that we've been working on for a while, and like we've been doing little things here and there, and just getting crazy with it, you know, taking our time, putting in work on it. This track is called So Surreal, and it started off just really, really mellow, just piano, just straight up chill, just nothing but piano, no drums or nothing, and then just like gradually just like ended up being this crazy ass fucking thing. Like there's still not really any fucking, there's a little bit of drums, but it's you know, that's not the whole point of the beat. Like it's made to showcase lyricism and shit and fucking, and it's just fucking crazy, man. I don't know. Like you'll hear it when the album drops.
Hell yeah, bud. And you know, I gotta say, so far my favorite track off the EP would have to be Illogical.
Illogical.
Nice.
That's what's up. Yeah, we had fun doing that shit.
That's actually going on the LP. We have a few. That's actually going on the LP. It's not on the EP. The Prelude has, like, different tracks on it and everything that we put out a long time ago when we first started back in 2010, was it? 2011?
Dang, wasn't it 2011 or 2012?
Yeah, something
like that.
I don't know. I forgot which year it was.
One of them years.
But, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so that's what's up. Yeah, because I wasn't sure if it was on the LP or EP, just because, like, you know, I got, like, all the tracks, of course, off of your Reverb, of course, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Still, nonetheless, it's still a dope track, nonetheless.
Thanks,
man. We appreciate that shit, for real.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we had fun making that one, man. That shit's dope to do the live concerts and shit.
Hell yeah. I'm trying to think of a question that that Gil G always asked. I believe it's, what would you guys say would be the most embarrassing track that, you know, that we would find on your MP3s, your iPods, or whatever?
Damn, I don't even know. I just started putting music on my phone, because I don't have, like, iPod or nothing like that, but Barbie Girl by Aqua. Oh, wow, he just broke out with that one. That's kind of embarrassing. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I cried. That's a pretty good one. I don't know if I could top that.
I don't know, man.
What about you, dog? What about you?
What's your most embarrassing track on your iPod?
I have to say...
make us embarrassed.
Let's see. I'd have to say Kesha.
Kesha, oh shit, which one?
Oh shit, which one? Just full says, like, he knows all the tracks or nothing. He's like, yeah, I'm Kesha's
that.
Secret number one fan.
I can't stand Kesha, oh my god.
Oh, actually, I have her, because I have both albums of hers on my iPod.
Nice.
I mean,
it's all good, dog. It's all good. I like dogs.
I mean, yeah, her voice is, you know, can be a bit irritating, but come on, you gotta admit, yo, she looked good.
She she sounded like she drunk as fuck every time she get in the booth. Like she just drank a bottle of Jack.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't even know who the fuck Kesha, I never heard her music before. So I really don't know. So she raps drunk?
She's on the radio.
Oh, see, that's why I listen to the radio.
I don't have a radio.
Let's see. I mean, we had an artist come up on here that we interviewed who said that he had, NSYNC on his fucking album.
Oh, wow, no way.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, that's a little weird. I mean, if he had, like, Justin Timberlake or whatever his face is, I mean, if it was, like, his new shit or something, I can maybe understand, but NSYNC, that's, like, man, that's like, 16-year-old girl, like, teeny bop shit.
Like, he's the weird guy in the back of the concert hall wearing an NSYNC shirt going, yeah, bye, bye, bye. Like, that weird shit. Wearing glasses, looking like a chomo.
With a mustache.
With a mustache, looking like fucking BTK killer.
BTK killer.
Okay.
Hey,
Little G,
what's going on?
What's up?
What up?
What's going on?
What it is?
What it was, what it shall be.
I think I walked in on the pop section of this interview.
The pop.
Yeah, by the way,
I fucking like that.
By the way, I believe Ghost had a question for you about llamas.
Yeah, okay. No, that was me. I had a question. Okay. Would you rape a llama?
Probably not.
Why not? Don't knock it till you try it, bro.
Well, mainly because it's an animal.
Oh, so that's just mainly just because it's an animal? Animals need loving too, dog.
So are you saying you have sex with animals?
No. I'm just saying other people too. I'm just looking out for other people.
I'm sure everybody needs loving, but that's just
word.
That's a whole other level.
Word. Word.
He's pro-love.
I'm pro-love, guys. I'm pro-love. Everything needs to be love. Like this computer desk needs to be love.
Oh, man. Proceed with caution around him.
This keyboard, this mouse that I'm looking at right now, it needs to be loved. This cell phone that I'm talking on right now.
That's my phone. Don't fucking touch it.
Well, I feel bad for you, man. You might want to clean that afterwards.
I know, man. I'm going to get catch the herps or something next time I try to call
somebody. Catch phone herps in your ear.
Phone herps. Fuck that. Getting cold sores and shit.
That's what's up.
But anyway, what was the question I asked before I called in here?
I asked him what would be like the most embarrassing track we would find on their MP3s.
Oh, and then that dude was talking, you would be in the back of the club listening to NSYNC.
Would that be you?
No, that'd be me in my house. No, I'm kidding. Nah.
Just by yourself listening to NSYNC.
Yeah.
Having a fake concert going on. You have some standees of everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be one of those people that that films myself and puts it on YouTube.
I will. If you ever do that, I will totally share that shit on Facebook.
I'm sure Facebook would love to see that.
That YouTube.
I was, yeah, totally. Just the weird guy in back listening to fucking NSYNC.
Is that how you get hyped up for a concert?
Oh, well,
sometimes.
Backstreet Boys, NSYNC.
98 Degrees, you know.
Wow, you
the
went
usual.
Fucking, you went hardcore. I totally forgot about 98 Degrees. Shit.
New Kids on the Block.
Duke, wow. Fucking A.
He's taking it back to Havoc's childhood.
Hell no. Childhood.
It's okay, Havoc. We all know you're kind of old.
Well, yeah, I am. But, by the way, Ghostman, Andy, guess what I found?
What you find?
Two old interviews from 2009. One with Kolobos, and the other one with DJ Ghost.
Oh, hey, wow.
That's got to be embarrassing.
That's got to be old. Me and Mark's were assholes.
It's okay. We're used to assholes up on here.
So wait, was that you guys back then?
Yeah, I'm one half of Kabolos a long time ago. That's my old crew. I'm a psycho from that group. Yeah, I don't know if you ever heard of us. That's Ghost. Ghost is DJ Ghost.
Oh, he did doing solo shit for
he
a long
did,
time.
Yeah, and then, you know, I started embarking on my own solo trails.
and
solo journeys,
and I found Ghost there, and he gave me food, and
I
was like,
we met at the fork in the road.
Yeah, we met at a fork in the road, and he had chicken, so I ate some chicken.
Right past.
I ate some chicken
and beer.
Chicken and beer.
You met at the fork. You went straight.
Yeah, because I don't follow fucking rules. I'm a fucking rebel, bro.
We chose on the grass and went sideways.
We don't even. We were angled. We don't follow paths.
They stole the fork.
Yeah, but yeah. So that's crazy. You found those interviews?
Yeah, man. Yeah, because I'm hooking up Ichigo with a few of our old interviews, like Tech9, Ice-T, and all that. And while I was going through those, I found the old Colobos and DJ Ghost interviews, man.
That's crazy. Ghost was an awkward little lad then.
I was probably pretty awkward. I still am.
He doesn't talk much. He's kind of a shy guy.
I'm a socially awkward kind of guy.
He's socially awkward, but he performs on stage. How does that fucking make sense?
Yeah, how does that work?
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't.
I
kind of
really,
wing it.
He really does. He don't talk to anybody at shows. He kind of just stands there and like, hi, thanks for the compliment,
so
that
good.
Sort of thing. And just kind of, you know, gives the nod, the approval nod. Like, you know what I'm talking about.
Do, like, sup.
Like, sup.
Sup, bro.
Sup.
Sup, bro.
You know, they do that whole sup thing, and he's like, sup. And
they'll
be like,
do you even rap?
Do you even rap, bro? And, like, he'll be like, yeah, sometimes. And then, you know, that whole shebang.
He says, yeah, only sometimes?
80% of the time, it works 10% of the time.
What does he say that he does the other times?
The other times I'm sitting at the house doing nothing.
Being a lonely guy.
Being a lonely guy. I'm a rapper 10% of the day.
That's stupid.
10% of the day.
That's stupid.
That's retarded.
That was retarded talk.
That was fucking dumb as shit. Holy shit. I lost brain cells listening to my own partner over here.
I'm losing them right now, too.
Don't agree with me. Just because I called you out.
You can't come back from this.
You can't come back from that. That's just stupidity at its finest.
I could just imagine the thought process when making music.
Oh, it's horrible.
No, it's actually quite fast. He's good at that.
That's just the only thing I'm good at.
It's just life.
I suck at life in general.
Such balls.
That's not fucking true, Daisy.
What, you suck balls?
But anyway, Havoc, man, hit him with another question.
I'm trying to think of...
Yeah, it was funny, because with Ichigo, he said he had a fucking notepad of fucking questions, and, like, he ran through those questions, like, really quick, so that's why we ended up flipping questions on him. So, like, ask us some more questions, or else we're going to flip the interview on you, Havoc.
I got a question.
Too late.
It's happening. You couldn't respond in time. Check it. What's your favorite kind of soda?
Faygo?
Besides Faygo, you know what I'm saying?
I'd have to say Pepsi.
Pepsi, oh, I'm right there with you, dog.
I'd have to say Mountain Dew.
You guys want
Pepsi right now?
You guys want that kidney stone infested shit?
Taco Bell, dog.
Man, I probably have that, man, from drinking so much iced tea.
You want to know what's funnier than shit right now, guys? This is the reason why I'm fucking giggling right now. Ghost, when he mentioned the Taco Bell cup, he actually put the cup up towards the phone line as if you guys could see it.
I was trying to show it to you guys.
What are you talking about? I saw it.
Yeah, he's always trying to show you guys through the phone. Look, you guys, Taco Bell. Man, fucking... Like I said, Ghost is slow. He's a slow one.
Well, we know what he's doing after the interview.
Yeah, yes.
Losing more brains.
More like taking a big dump, eating Taco Bell.
Yeah, two fiery tacos, because those shits is the bomb and whatnot. I had a motherfucking grilled stuffed burrito with steak.
Damn, man, he was grubbing.
Yeah, hell yeah. And I had, you know, when you get the combo, it comes with the hard taco, fuck that. I get the soft taco, because that's where it's at. and a whole bunch of fire sauce. So, yeah, pretty much, I'm going to be in the bathroom in a little bit.
Yeah, man, definitely off all of that.
I'm going to have to fucking spray some shit up in there. Bring a newspaper.
I'll be honest, I'm about to start munching out on my cold-ass bean burrito right now.
This fool had a bean burrito in his pocket. He's pulled that shit out. I'm like, two hours.
He comes prepared.
I really do. I always come prepared.
Listen to the paper. See? Look at the paper. Stupid.
That was like at the last Twisted show, man. This dude, he just randomly pulled a cheeseburger out of his pocket. Like, here's a cheeseburger if you're hungry. Like, what?
You'll never know. DZ might pull a burrito out on stage. This shit's going to happen one of these days.
Yeah, it's funny because doesn't Ms. Looney have some wings waiting for him as well?
Yeah, and some pizza. I'm actually excited for that.
Oh, what the fuck?
Awesome, yeah, man. You hear that, Ms. Looney? He's excited about the food.
Fuck you, dog.
He's got a mouthful of burrito right now.
Yeah. I'm sure he does.
Noise.
Why you trying to do it about late, dude, dog?
Hey, man, you set yourself up for that one.
Why you gotta embarrass him, dog?
Why you gotta embarrass me in front of my friends?
Are your friends
right
here?
You're a brown man blush. Look at me. No, I'm just kidding.
Look at him.
Are your friends here? Are they listening? Do they got questions?
Only one left in the room is Ichigo.
People don't like us. People hate us.
I definitely know that feeling.
All right, check it. I got a question. What would you guys say has been the most weirdest thing that happened to you during a show?
Set getting fucked up, probably. We performed with Potluck this one time, and I feel really bad because we brought my homie Midnight Loke. Homeboy passed away, and before that happened, we were actually blessed enough to get him on stage with us at this Potluck show that we did at the clubhouse before that got shut down. So I don't know what the hell it was. It was something with the sound, but it kept fucking skipping, man. Fucking, like, every other minute, it just kept fucking, like, pausing and fucking coming back and shit, and we had to do the whole set like that. Like, we couldn't figure it out or nothing. And I always felt bad, man. I thought that shit was weird as fuck. Like, I felt bad that the only time I got to perform with my boy is fucking shit got all fucked up, man. Shit was lame.
Okay, my story. This is what had happened was. Get it. Check it. Check it out. What had happened to me was, this was probably around, like, 2007. I was performing on stage, right? And at the time, I didn't really find my performing voice too well. So I crackled. My voice crackled and I squeaked live on stage. I totally fucking squeaked. It was really embarrassing for me. I kept at it. I didn't stop, you know what I mean? Because that's what you don't do that.
He kept squeaking.
No, son of a bitch. I didn't keep
squeaking. It sounded like that Affleck duck.
I didn't go quack, I squeaked. There's a difference. If you're going to fucking reference something, reference the right fucking thing, you dipshit. Are you serious?
Hey, I'm sorry.
Well, not hard enough, you fuck. You're a dumbass. God, I swear, I love him sometimes, but he's an idiot. Yeah, I squeaked on stage. It was pretty embarrassing. Everybody laughed at me. Really, no, I'm not even kidding you. Like, the music stopped it at the moment, right after I squeaked, and then I heard it. And I was like, oh, fuck.
It was like a turntable was like, ooh. And
yeah.
Everyone was like, this motherfucker.
He squeaks.
He's
squeaker. Squeaker D.
He squeaks.
Squeak-o-D. It was embarrassing. It was like fucking elementary school all over again.
I cried for him. I said it to you.
It was like in elementary school when I pooped my pants.
There's no coming back from that. I shat my pants in the third grade at the park. It was fucking embarrassing. But that has nothing to do with music. That would have been horrible. Well, can you imagine if you shit your pants on stage?
Yeah.
And you were wearing shorts.
White shorts, even.
White fucking shorts. Blam. And you had nothing but Taco Bell, like I just had.
Yeah, then you're pretty much screwed off of that one.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Black. That's it. Everywhere. The shit everywhere.
So
I need some more Taco Bell.
Stay away from the Taco Bell.
They need a delivery service.
Yeah, right.
Get my grilled stuffed burritos with steak delivered to my neighborhood. Get some
Now see, if you want fast food, they make you go and get it. Otherwise, you know, you're really lazy.
That's a lot because Burger King delivers now.
What?
Do they? For
wait, what? Right? I know, right? Chanel froze over.
I guess selected Burger King is deliver now. You guys should look it up. Maybe there's some that deliver in your areas. In your areas of living.
Eat a Burger
King.
I think
the closest Burger King, man, I'd still be quite a drive. Even if they did deliver.
It'd still fuck your order up.
Well, it's pretty much anybody.
Bitch, I wanted a double cheeseburger with ketchup. You gave me a double cheeseburger with mustard.
And mayonnaise.
Drive all the way back and give me a fucking correct one.
Have it your way.
That was like Wendy's. Whenever ordered some junior bacon cheeseburgers, and I get no bacon on the damn burgers, and then they told me they don't serve bacon there.
What? That's some fucked up shit. Oh no, there's. I had some weird shit. I seen some weird shit happen at the movie theater I worked at. Right. Over at the concession area, I heard a customer go,
Can I
get some nachos without cheese?
So you want tips?
No, they said they literally were just like, no, can I get some nachos without cheese?
Without cheese. Is there other stuff on the nachos? Like,
no. Dude, we're a movie theater. You think we really have some fucking pans and some fucking oil and shit and fucking just go all out and fucking, hey, burger patties. You know what I mean?
You got those cheese in the packets.
We got the cheese cups. We got the cheese cups. Yeah, but the dude ordered some nachos with no cheese. So wouldn't you just want a bag of chips? And he was like, no, nachos with no cheese.
So did you charge him what you would charge for nachos then?
I see, that's the weird thing. I don't know exactly what happened. See, what happens is, I'm an usher, so I just clean up the bullshit.
Man, I definitely did that for 2 years, so I understand.
Sweeping up my popcorn.
I'm sweeping up the popcorn, That's all I do. You know what I mean?
Finding $100 bills.
Finding $100 bills, $20 bills. That's my tip.
Yeah, man. That's how I feel, too, man. You leave your wallet or something, man. You fuck. That's my money.
You heard it here, folks. You heard it here.
Man, that happened several times. Now leave your money in the theater, man.
Sweeping up my popcorn. Found a $20 bill. No, that's all I do. So, like, I don't know what the concessionist did or how the concessionist handled it, but I couldn't help but laugh out loud, so I did. I chuckled, like, really loud, actually, because, you know, it was a slow day, so it wasn't like there was, like, a lot of people in there. You know, when you're in a really, really big place, and you're by yourself, and the echo happens. Like, echo, echo,
echo.
Well,
echo.
I chuckled, and the chuckle.
I was waiting for the demonstration.
Dude, you're like, ha ha, ha ha. Yeah,
ha ha, ha ha, ha. That's exactly what happened.
And it echoed.
Bouncing off of walls and shit. And the customer got mad at me. I don't know if he complained at me, but yeah, he got mad at me.
I demand satisfaction. This work at last.
It echoed. It clearly echoed.
Well,
Monster made a fucking dumbass fucking choice. Why would you, why the fuck would anybody order fucking nachos with no cheese? Motherfucker, just order chips.
All right, Havoc, I think we're losing them, man. Hit them with another question.
They're all right. Falling asleep.
All right, check it. Do you, right, do you guys have any, like, certain rituals that you, that, that you guys like to do before going up on stage?
What?
Said what?
I was like, what? Okay. KK, sir? What was the question again? Repeat question, please, American friend.
Do you guys have any certain, like any special rituals that you guys do before going up on stage?
Bumping music. Oh, any rituals? Dude, I get high. I have to get high. Or get, or at least drink a beer. I drink one beer before I hit the stage. Yeah, that's right. I said it live on air. I drink one beer, and then afterwards, I just get completely fucked up. But that's a different when I feel like it. Anyways, I don't drink too often. I only drink when things are weird and walls are closing in, and you know I start hearing demons again. So
not that shit again. Guess it's time to crack open the cold one.
I don't want to hear this dude talking to me. There's no one sitting next to me in this empty house. No,
I'm not going to kill that person.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Speaking of demons, where is the demon at?
His left frontal lobe area of his brain.
Say frontal lobe?
It's on the tip of my feet.
Right, you know what? I'm going to ask Ghetto G's iced tea question.
Yeah, get ready for a retarded question. Go for it.
All right, guys. If you, all right, if you could be any symbol, like, you know, like princess, what symbol would you guys be?
Symbol for what?
All right, check it out.
I'm on an iPhone. This thing sucks. I can't hear nothing.
Oh, I thought you said you wanted to be an iPhone. Well.
I wanted to be an iPhone. He wants to be an iPhone so everyone can touch his screen. I'm an attention whore. Everyone wants to touch his buttons.
All right, but check it out. You guys, all right, like, you guys know how, like, fucking Prince is, like, a fucking, that stupid symbol, like, that stupid male symbol now, right?
Yeah.
If you guys could be any symbol, what would it be and why?
Oh, nice. I get it. I get it. It'd be the weed leaf. That's a symbol. It should be a symbol. A symbol of great appreciatives. I don't even know what that fucking meant.
You're making up words.
I'm good at making up words. Don't even worry about it. I'm like a fucking ghetto dictionary, urban dictionary up in her.
Up in her.
Up in her, up in her. No. Let's see. What symbol? I would be
the Taco Bell symbol.
A bell?
Man, we all saw that coming.
Hey, at least it wasn't the McDonald's arches.
Yeah. Looks like a girl spread eagle.
Girl spread eagle? Oh, really?
Yeah, the McDonald's arches.
Look at it. Google tube that shit. Google tube.
What the fuck is
this? I don't even know what symbol I would be. I'll be the little fucking droid android symbol, android green guy. He's a symbol. He's a symbol of hope. Hope that your fucking message will be sent. Yeah, you lost us, so just letting you know. I don't know if we're coming back. We're gone.
Yeah, no, I don't think that question.
Like, the only reason I bring that question up is because of the fact I saw the link for right when we did the interview with Ice-T. And Ghetto G decided to ask that question to Ice-T.
No, you only like bringing that question up because it was a retarded question and you make me look like an asshole. That's the only reason you bring that question up.
So what did the other dude say it was? That he was me.
Who, Ice-T?
A symbol of where?
Are you asking what Ice-T said to that question?
Yeah.
He said he would be a dick in my forehead.
Oh, did he really say that?
Yeah.
That's some foul shit. Why would Ice-T say that shit to you?
I don't know. I guess he was trying to be funny. I don't know. I mean, it was kind of funny. I mean, whatever.
He was just like, I want a mushroom stamp your forehead.
Just because it was pretty much a stupid question is why he just said some stupid shit to it.
I'm going to ice teabag you. That's what he said. I think Ice-T is a dick, apparently. Fucking asshole. Why would he? I would put my fucking dick in your mouth, basically.
I'm never listening to Copular again.
I'll listen to it 20 more times, then I'll stop.
I'm never going to watch CSI. Wait.
Fuck you, I ain't watching New Jack City anymore, Ice-T.
Did you just say CSI?
Yeah, why?
It's not CSI, stupid. No.
Wrong show.
Close enough.
Wrong shows in a row. This fool is a fool.
You're like a practice or something?
No, keep going. Come on. I'm pretty sure you're
on some cop show. Some cop show.
Some cop show, he says. Oh, my gosh.
L.A. Confidential. Wait, is that a fucking show?
The weed.
I'm thinking about weed. Wrong thing. Error.
You don't know the name of the show that Ice-T's on, guys.
All right, we'll just let him ponder that for a while. Well, have it catch you with another question.
I'm going to Google through that shit while you hit this with the question.
All right. What would you guys do if you had a shitload of stalkers?
What'd you say?
What would you guys do if you had stalkers?
Stalkers? We would invite them into our house. Ghost said he would invite them into his house.
And eat broccoli and cheese with them.
And eat broccoli and cheese with them. That's what he said.
Serve them pizza pockets.
And serve them pizza pockets.
And I'd ask them if they want to watch Netflix.
Hell, man.
He wants to get acquainted with his stalkers, apparently.
I don't have many friends.
So if his stalker comes around, his stalker is staying. It goes his eyes, apparently.
That person stalking you, then they become kidnapped.
Yeah, Ghost ends up stalking them. Ghost is like, hey, want to stay tonight?
I got popcorn
and Hot Pockets.
I guess we're going to have to call Law and Order.
Law and Order.
Yeah, wait, that's
you did not. You said.
I'm still Google tubing it right
he's
now.
He's still Google tubing it. Still, even though we already told him.
I'm binging that shit, I guess.
Stop binging shit. He's binging.
Man, Bing ain't going to give you no answers.
Hell no.
It's all about Google.
It's all about Google.
It sure is.
Show you right.
Bing doesn't give you anything at all. Maybe like one thing. I tried that a few times.
Bing just went full-blown retard.
You never go full retard, Bing. Bing went full retard.
The person that made that went full retard.
Yes, that is true. Oh, but, no, I get creeped out by stalkers. I don't like stalkers.
Well, damn, plus I'm sure if any came around, Looney would probably end up killing their asses.
Yeah. Definitely.
I could definitely see that.
And
happen.
Then I had to fucking dispose of a bunch of fucking bodies. How do you think I feel? That's a lot of work for me. And the reason why I say bodies is because they'll be like
cut up into numerous pieces. I can't disclose any further information.
That's illegal, bro.
I like how Ghost is like my hype man in all this. He's just, that's illegal, bro. That's bad, homie.
I'm still goofing. He's bringing iced tea.
Why? That sounded gay as fuck right now. He's bringing iced tea. Does anybody else agree to that?
Oh, wow.
He's like, I would have banged iced tea in the mouth. That would be funny if iced tea ever listened to, like, a future episode or something like that, and he just so happens to listen to ours for some weird fucking weird reason in the world and the cosmos. But
I think Coco's ugly.
It's just funny.
She's not all that.
Did you hear what he said?
No, she's got a big old ass, though.
It's a big old titty.
It's kind of funny, because I'm pretty sure both of them just named an appendage.
Well,
like,
that's what
like
that's
one
what,
of them
that's
said
what
ass,
see.
And the other one said titty, so that's kind of funny.
She got the face of the dude.
It's kind of funny. Dude, I see he's going to fuck you up if he ever hears
that. She has the face of a rapist.
She has her face.
Look at that face. Guys, look at this face.
She has the face of a rapist, really?
Can you stop telling him to look at things in the phone? Jesus Christ. He's
so
all
wait,
like, guys,
wait. So you're saying she has the face of Chris Penland?
Yes. And the stupidity of that football player, Hernandez. No one laughed. It's okay. It's all right.
Kind of missed that one.
It's okay. I guess some football player, I don't know what his first name is. I forgot it. Some football player killed some dudes and he got caught for it because he was a dumbass.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he didn't do it properly.
He didn't do it properly.
Well, duh, he's a fucking football player. He's only fucking interested in one thing. Get the ball!
Get the ball!
Well, he's getting the ball now.
Oh my God! Did anybody else see fucking Anderson Silva's leg hug that other dude's leg in reverse?
Yeah,
Gil.
That shit was fucking brutal. I don't even watch UFC. Like literally, I don't watch that shit. I think that shit's stupid. But like. Yeah, I watched that little clip.
And that but he watched that
like
over
fuck.
And over.
He is done. That dude's done. I was like, dude, I don't even watch UFC. I know that fucker's done. That shit was like a twig. It was like he tried to step on it and then it folded again. He was like, oh, I fucked up, huh? No. He broke his own leg because he was stupid.
Yeah, they'll patch it back up. He'll be back.
Dude, I don't know if he'll be back from that. Did you see how hardcore it folded when he tried to step back down? It happened real quick. If you
look
at
him,
really
a nice,
quickly,
nice
it
fake
did like
leg
a good
or something.
Fold, like a fucking folder, actually, like it folded like a folder. Like it was not right. I was like, wait a minute, no one's leg supposed to do that.
Yeah, shit snapped like crazy.
Hell yeah.
I was like, whoa. I was like, this shit just got real. And then it was funny, too, because, like, in the clip that I watched, the other dude that, like, blocked the fucking, you know, the broken kick, apparently. The broken kick hurt around the world. And he just fucking goes, runs around in a fucking circle, does his victory circle real quick. He's like, yeah! His leg broke. Apparently, what my buddy from work told me was that on Twitter, this one dude before the fight told Anderson Silva to break a leg.
He took it literally.
Apparently. And a bunch of people were commenting on that dude's thing saying, "Oh, you fucking cursed him." And I was like, "No, it wasn't a kiss." It was his dumbass stupidity. Come on, that's a big-ass fucking foot for his little-ass black shin. Are you kidding me? see, that boy didn't think logically. That's why, see, that's why we're named Poisonous Logic. We have logic in thinking, because we're the poisonous way.
Not me.
Not a ghost, apparently, because he's still on fucking Google trying to figure out what fucking show fucking I bro. Hey, he's, we already goddamn fucking told him it was Law and Order.
I don't think he believes us.
Probably not.
Shenanigans, I say. They're all bullshitting.
I'm sorry. See, my partner's slow, guys. He's kind of slow. And I worry about him a lot. And I just don't know what to do anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got to deal with Havoc all the time.
Well, at least Havoc's not as dumb.
But you're saying he's dumb, though.
Oh, damn. That is, hey, no. That's not true.
That's okay. Havoc understands.
He's not speaking
up. He's like, fuck you guys.
I'm sorry. Havoc, I'm sorry.
He's like, screw you guys. I'm going home.
He's like, I'm going home. And he's on the phone. It's like Ghost over here keeps on telling us to look, even though we can't, or I can, but you guys can. Hey, look what I can do.
Yeah, look what I can do.
Sound like fucking Stewart.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever the fuck happened to Mad TV?
It died.
That's not fucking cool. I want to watch that shit.
Hey, Ghost, give me my weed.
Yeah. Here you go, sir. Here's your weed.
He gave me my weed, guys.
It was about time.
Yeah.
Right. By Poisonous Logic.
Weed brought to you by Poisonous Logic. And it's the greatest in the world. To all
there you
the
go.
Girls.
There's one way to make some money.
Time to smoke, little green. Yes, did I really? Did I just really make a fucking
jingle?
A jingle from a fucking Wizard of Oz fucking theme? That was weird. Hey, speaking of Wizard of Oz, I know this is probably old news, but anybody else see that swinging midget in the background? Anybody know about that story? You guys know what I'm talking about?
Not really.
It's real shit. You guys can look it up. A long time ago, midget supposedly tripped and wiring in the background of one of the sets or whatever.
Suicide.
Yeah, exactly. He killed himself. He straight jumped and fucking killed himself and hung himself behind the scenes. You could actually see it. It's fucking crazy.
In other news, did you know Uncle Phil died?
Yeah, we were talking about that. James Avery, Uncle Phil. I was like, Uncle Phil, why you no say bye before you die?
And also in other news, did y'all know that? Also in other news, did y'all
know
Well, skin's going to get one too.
What did you just say?
I said in another, I don't know, did y'all guys know that Brock Lesnar fucking screams like a fucking bitch?
Yes.
Brock Lesnar?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just had to make sure you said Brock Lesnar.
What did you think he said?
Brock lesbian?
Close enough.
Rock lesbian?
A rock lesbian? You got to understand. I don't know. No, I heard Brock Lesnar screams like a little bitch.
He does.
It was me that made him bitch. I beat him up like a beast. I beat him up with just the tip of my penis and my thumb.
Like iced tea.
Like iced tea did to your forehead. Metaphorically speaking, to your forehead.
I like how we got the awkward silence. Silence, awkward silence, awkward silence.
No more iced tea talk.
Hello?
We're here. I think Gittle G died.
Maybe if we don't answer them.
Maybe if we stand still, they won't stop talking.
They'll get the point
to shut the fuck up.
So, Havoc, man, where's that notebook at? Where's that next question?
Yeah, I know. We've been tangenting for, like, ever now. This is almost like a two-hour-long interview.
Yeah, I ran out of questions.
No, you didn't. Ask him a question. Yeah.
Just think of something, bro. Ask us what's our favorite color.
Okay, what's your favorite color?
What's your favorite color, Ghost?
My favorite color probably has to be black, and then maybe some red and stuff up in there. You know.
That's colors, stupid.
Oh, well then, yeah, black. Black on black on black.
I like lamp.
I like it. My favorite color is 3.
My favorite color is 4.
What about you?
What about you guys?
Ghetto G, is your favorite color 4?
I like purple.
No, that was my answer. That was easy. That was my answer.
He likes the way it tastes.
I like the way 4 tastes.
This mustard is yellow.
What'd you just say?
Colors. Loud noises.
My favorite color is blue. I'm just kidding. Not really. Packing some weed.
Oh, yeah. Ghetto Ben. You missed it earlier, Ben. They were actually singing Stand By Me.
Yeah.
Stand By Me when you're not
strong. And now they're singing it again.
I'm done. You ruined it. You don't talk when in the middle of what I'm singing.
See, he was all sounding like Fergie and Jesus. And then he had to get interrupted. Blasphemy. Dizzy was sounding like an angel.
Apparently, I sound like an angel to Ghost.
He sounds like a beautiful angel when he sings.
Sound like an angel to Ghost. How about that?
I fucking love that sentence. Thank you for pointing that sentence out.
I'm going to get that tattooed. It's a nice sentence.
I'm going to get that tattooed on my penis.
Do you even sentence, bro?
Do you even know how to write a sentence, bro? Are you even smart enough to write a sentence, bro? Are you even smart enough to do a tattoo on your own dick, bro?
That shit would fucking hurt. Why would anybody stick a fucking needle in their chest?
I'm gonna get Psycho D tattooed on my penis, and the only thing that's going to show all the time is the pee. Yes, I just basically said I have a small penis.
Oh.
Ms. Looney deals with it.
She puts up with me.
It's okay. I love her for it.
It's a sad world.
It's a sad world. He was so young and beautiful.
Man, we don't even have to say anything.
I know, we'll become the host of your own radio show, trust me.
It's all right, man.
Y'all want a break? Just let us clock in, we're good.
We'll make asses out of ourselves.
We're good at that.
Man, we do that every night.
Yeah.
I do that in real life every life. Wait.
In real life every
life. In real life? Wait a minute. What is this?
What is this you speak of? What is this right now? I am sleep talking.
Oh. Well, then can we wake up?
Wake up, Daisy.
Does that mean the interview stops, or?
We'll take the blue.
We'll take the
blue pill, take the red pill, enter the Matrix.
Man, what do you mean, enter it? We've been in it.
We gotta
wake up. Oh, yeah, we gotta wake up. Never mind.
We gotta get that phone call.
Dude, Morpheus will be pissed. He's like, y'all fuck up. Y'all took both the red and blue pill.
Like people taking cocaine and drinking beer.
I wonder if this is a real question. I wonder if taking the red and blue pill is a lot like taking Molly.
I don't know. You can always find out.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask them. I'm going to ask somebody.
Call up Morpheus.
Call up Morpheus.
Y'all got his number, right?
Do y'all got Morpheus' number?
Who's the guy who played Morpheus?
You got to get to the phone, though.
We're on a phone.
Not this line. A secure line so you can come back.
Ghost, find Morpheus' number. Computer, Google to Morpheus' number.
Man, he still hasn't found the other thing. And you want him to find a phone number.
Oh, it's Lawrence Fishburne.
Yo, you guys should interview Lawrence Fishburne.
Nah, we would love to, if we ever get a hold of him.
Excuse me, Mr. Fishburne, we would love to interview you on Juggalo Rider Radio. And I was wondering if you could call us back at this number. Erased.
On Google Tube is manager for you guys.
Yeah, Google Tube. Yeah, we'll link it up. We know the guy.
We'll have our people get all of your.
All right, get it done.
Yeah, we'll all of our peoples will have like one massive orgy.
Peoples will get together.
Well, you ain't gonna take it that far.
I don't know why orgies just came into play, but that's the first thing that came to mind.
I think that's the wrong thing to say around a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is straight up sausage fest right now. I don't like it.
Sausage radio.
Why do you have to say some gay-ass shit like sausage radio goes to make me repeat it?
You chose.
It's bad enough one of you say, but then you get a repeat, yeah.
I know, right? I blame D for repeating. Bad enough I said it. He should know better.
I did not know better. I now did not know better.
That blue pill,
though. Not in my house.
Not in my
house. My bad, I just felt like going with Tumbo right there. Why are you actually looking at Lawrence Fishburne's fucking... Oh, we were kidding. Wow, Ghost...
See this shit happen.
Oh, wow, Ghost wants to really hook this up for you guys, so we're actually looking up contact info.
Go ahead, man, find that info.
Find that info,
yeah.
And we're going to find it for you guys, and then... It's going to be us interviewing them with you guys. Is that cool?
There you go. If you get it done, yes.
All right. Got it. We're going to do this. Poisonous Logic and Havoc and G fucking interview Lawrence Fishburne, a.k.a. Morpheus.
There you go.
Both the red and blue pill fly. Meet us in the Matrix. That should be the whole fucking, that should be like the main caption of the whole thing. That's how we reel them in, guys.
That'll be on the flyer.
That'll be on the flyer. Join us in the Matrix. Or join us out of the Matrix.
Wake up.
Wake up, Matrix. So, Havoc, got a question for you.
Uh-oh.
I'm scared.
You should be scared. How much wood can a wood chuck if a wood chuck could chuck wood?
Dude, that's funny. I left it on somebody's status the other day. Talking about, do you have any questions? And that was my question.
In Woodchuck 3. Do Chuck 3 wood.
Why would you come up with the answer of 3, Ghost?
Purple.
He says purple. Mango. Whoa. Fucking A. Mango. I say blue.
But seriously, though, what's up with the questions?
Yeah, I kind of ran out of questions.
Have a grin of everything.
See, that's what happened with Ichigo. See? He ran out of life. He ran out of life in his video game.
Wake up.
There's no more waking up. You are dead.
You have no more lives.
Ran out of pills.
You ran out of fucking purple pills.
You ran out of phones.
What? Out of phones?
To wake up with.
Oh.
They do the waking.
I don't understand the dumb shit you say half the time.
Neither do I.
Man, if you don't understand yourself, then that's pretty bad.
I don't think he does understand himself with half the shit he talks about.
Horrible diarrhea.
I'd believe it.
Who's all still listening?
No one.
Nobody.
No one.
The show ended.
The show ended?
Yeah, nobody could hear us.
Yeah.
Oh.
I can hear us.
I can hear. Well, apparently we're still talking, guys.
Well, besides you guys.
This is a great conversation.
This is a great conversation. So the whole time we've just been casually talking, technically.
Well, no, it just ended a few minutes ago. Like a minute ago.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it cut us off.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, good show, guys. Proud of you guys. You guys get an A for effort.
Keep up the good work.
Good job, Heather. You got us an A.
You got us an A. A for adulterer.
Damn.
All right, guys. Well, it was fun. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Thanks for stopping by.
Anytime, guys. You guys have a good night.
You too.
You too, homie.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, most of that interview was kind of awkward. Cause they kept talking about balls the entire time.
So did I miss anything?
Besides them talking about balls?
That's pretty funny.
I mean, we did have Opium call in for a little bit.
Who?
Opium. He's a part of Chalkline Music.
So he's one of their guys?
Yep. And we had Ichigo tuned in for a little bit. Well, most of the interview.
Where was Miss Looney at?
She was here, but she kept losing. But she kept having trouble because apparently porn kept popping up on her computer.
Close it.
Because I asked her, did they scare you off? She goes, no, my computer's being stupid. Some porn shit pops up on my history, and I barely use my laptop.
On her history? What does that got to do with Blog Talk?
I have no idea.
Is she trying to look at porn while she's listening?
Probably. I mean, it was a dope interview. I think it was more interactive than usual.
It was more what?
It was definitely more entertaining than usual.
Than usual. Are you saying our interviews are not entertaining?
They are, but but it's funny because, in fact, anytime you ask the Walmart question, nobody pays attention to the point that there's no food and no drinks. They automatically just think food.
Yeah, that's been like that for about 3 years now.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, Ichigo, who was up in the room, heard the question. And he automatically said he hit the $5 bin of DVDs. So apparently he understood the question and he wasn't even being interviewed.
Man, even in there, you ain't going to find nothing good to watch.
No. But
I'm always looking those bins. Those bins don't ever have shit, though.
Yeah. Shit, man, fucking go to the bins at my fucking job because we have like fucking movies for fucking $3.33.
Where the hell is that
at my job?
You sell $3 DVDs?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's funny because like they're mostly all horror movies too.
And what, a grocery store?
Yeah. I'm kind of
how about that?
But yeah, I'm going to sell Assassin's Creed. It's a horrible fucking game. So goddamn boring.
Yeah, it's where I popped in that God of War game. That shit was crazy. Just right from the get-go. Jumped right into it.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed, God of War is dope because it's so much fucking action, but bad and fucking Assassin's Creed is just too much talking.
Like, what do you mean by talking? Like, is it just nothing but cutscenes?
It's like nothing but cutscenes. I mean, it's like after you get through like one half of the chapter or whatever, they just start talking more and more, and you gotta do shit. It's like, stop talking. Let me fight. Let me kill.
Well, I guess if you don't make it through that one, then you may not know what's going on in the next one.
I don't really think I care about what happens in the next one.
Damn. I don't know. That new one that they put out don't look that bad.
Yeah, I might check that one out. As long as there's no fucking talking in it.
I'm sure there's plenty of talking in it. It's one of their games.
Well, I mean, as like, you know, as long as like not like a shitload of talking, you know, it's like how on this one.
I don't know, man. I don't know why you're always playing games that talk a lot.
Man, I had no idea it would be like a shitload of talking in it. And look, I got a message from somebody. Received.
What the hell, man? Why are these black dudes making out with old-ass chicks?
Why are these black dudes playing old-ass dudes? Make out with old-ass dudes?
Whatever. Same thing. Still pretty gross.
I guess I'll give this Assassin's Creed game another chance. It was boring as all shit. Hey, come on. Even the fight scenes are boring.
Damn. Now that's bad. Speaking of fight scenes, though, you should watch that Mortal Kombat Legacy 2, man. I watched all of those episodes, man. That shit is dope.
Yeah, man, I'm actually going to buy them all. Because I watch all first season.
Can you buy the second one?
Not yet.
Because that shit, I watched all of that. That shit was dope. Like, all of it. It's too short, though.
Yeah, it is.
Like, the episodes really don't get into too much, and then it goes into the next one.
Yeah, right?
Although, I do like that dude that plays Johnny Cage. It's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah. I have to agree. But the fucking game, like, where he has a fucking Johnny tattoo on his fucking chest is just awkward.
Like, they went to Mortal Kombat, and he saw Melina, and then she put out her teeth. And he's like, fuck that. Yeah, but that season ended at Kung Lao about to fight Liu Kang.
Yeah.
Because apparently Liu Kang is a bad guy.
Damn.
Well, if you watch it, you know why he's a bad guy. But in the games and shit, he's a good guy.
I wouldn't tell you what you're doing. It's, I don't know, kind of weird because Liu Kang's always been a good guy.
Yeah, but this, he's a bad guy. And it was pretty dope. They had Sub-Zero versus Scorpion, and then they had Scorpion do the fatality where he rips out the fucking spine.
Yeah.
Like, that shit was dope.
Yeah, season 2, I got to check that out.
Yeah, so they need to put out that season 3, man. I want to see some more of that.
Yeah, I don't know when season 3 is supposed to come out. Hopefully soon.
Yeah, hopefully, even though I'm a little late on watching these ones.
Well, yeah.
Like a few years.
I'm a little late on that as well. But hey, I mean, from like what I saw of season 1, it was dope as all shit though.
Well, what I saw the first season, that was alright. It had some good shit in there. But that second season was dope as fuck, though. They definitely picked it up. No. What the hell are you saying?
We stand upon the threshold between this world and the new one, a better place where all might live as equal.
But speaking of games, the only thing I don't like about God of War is they don't tell you what you have to do. You just kind of have to guess.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you have to move shit around, you know, and hold shit down and whatnot. And fucking. And hopefully you get it right.
Between this world and the new one, a better place where all might live as equals. A man like Al-Mualim would see this dream destroyed. I see the way you look at me. Here's the thing you say. A traitor. I'm not a traitor. It's Al-Mualim.
You are a traitor, and you're going to die.
Today's attack was but their first. And more will follow unless you repent.
So would you say that game is as bad as Hitman?
It's madman.
Yeah.
See through his lies.
I never did like that game. Let's play some Crazy Taxi.
Now I gotta follow this dude to a fucking secluded place.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And I gotta follow him and beat the shit out of him. So he's fucking
fucked. Oh, yeah? Is that what's really gonna happen?
Yeah. That's what's supposed to happen.
It's gonna be like a gay cutscene. And you just start pounding his face in.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, at the end of that, man, you just start socking him in the face and just keep going and going and going. I'm like, when does this end? I was like, he's probably fucking dead by now.
Don't be. I am not the guy. Your fate is not for me to decide.
I'm one of them who will judge.
Fast-forwarding memory.
You stand accused of betraying our brotherhood and opening the way for our enemies. How do you answer to these charges?
I deny nothing. I'm proud of what I did.
I'm proud of what I did. Listen there, Abdul, Abu, go back to the quickie mark.
I thought this was supposed to be like, what the hell war would that be? Like Civil War or some shit type people?
Yeah, something like that.
Why the hell are they like foreign people?
I don't know.
Carry a blade once more. What will become of the one some do ill out of ignorance or fear.
Well, it only makes sense that you hate that game because Chris loves that game.
Think about it's a boring game. I mean, come on. The fight scenes are boring.
What now?
Talking, it's all talking and shit.
My child, we've only begun. I hold here a list. 9 names adorned. 9 men who need to die.
9 men that need to die.
Yeah. This could be a boring death.
And ensures the crusade continues. You will
kill them all.
Kill them. In doing so, you'll sow the seeds of peace, both for the region and for yourself. In this way, you might be redeemed.
Might.
Mine. A most generous offer, I think. Have you any questions? Only where I need begin. Very well.
Right, I have a question.
Yo.
Why are you still talking?
When you arrive, I'll dispatch a bird to inform the Rafik of your arrival. Speak with him. You'll find he has much to offer. If you believe it best, I do. Besides, you cannot redeem your mission without his consent. What nonsense is this? I don't need his permission. It's a waste of time. It's the price you pay for the mistakes you've made. You answer not only to me, but all the Brotherhood as well now.
Stop talking.
So be it. Take your equipment and go.
Stop talking. Thank you. This is so boring. Now he's just standing around fucking touching himself.
What the hell?
Yeah, right.
Don't even want to know.
He keeps fucking patting his arm and shit like, ooh, I have a blade. Gotta go to the courtyard and practice my blades. Apparently.
What the hell kind of blades do you have?
Altair, it seems my students do not fully understand
what swords, throwing knives, a hidden blade. Oh, great, I gotta go talk to some students.
Seem so excited that there's going to be more talking.
Die, you damn nigga.
Come on.
Yeah, I told you to fight from the boring.
There you go. There's a movie for you to watch. Let's Go to Prison. That movie's funny.
I don't want to go to prison.
That movie's fucking hilarious. So did you watch ICP Theater tonight?
No, I totally forgot about it because of the interview.
I'm going to have to check it out at 2:30.
Yeah, well, I recorded it.
I was watching it a little bit while you guys were on the phone there. But I couldn't hear what the hell they were saying because, you know, no volume.
You damn nigga.
Yeah, that's how I feel. That's how I feel about them people in God of War, man. Them motherfuckers won't ever die. Sounds like a really bad porn or something.
Yeah, with a bunch of foreigners. More fucking tutorial.
You must keep this. I
seen somebody be so disgusted with a video game before.
Man, I'm totally disgusted with this shit.
This is kind of how I felt when I was playing Def Jam Icon. I was like, this shit fucking sucks.
Man, you stupid motherfucker, die!
You must keep it. I understand.
Man, my hands are cramping up from this damn game. I had to fucking teach these dumb motherfuckers how to feed their damn sword. Why is it my job? I just want to kill somebody, but these damn things don't. These damn motherfuckers don't want to die.
You gotta learn how to use your weapons.
Well, the fact I gotta fight 2-on-1.
Now, do they have shields by chance?
No.
Then what the fuck, man? Stab that motherfucker.
They have swords, and that's what I'm trying to do. Hey, come on, teach me. I mean, tell me to do a combo, but...
Do you have any grapple moves?
Yeah, you fucking grab them, you throw them to the ground.
Oh, that's impressive.
You damn fucking nigga.
Man, it's funny as hell listening to you play games.
I mean, come on.
Man, I get pissed as fuck when I play games, too.
Yeah, this game is just stupid.
You know, kind of like you play a game so long and then you're just real tired and simple things like jumping just don't work for you.
Yeah, right? And you can't even jump in this game.
You can't jump at all?
No.
What?
Well, you can, but you have to run and, you know, jump over fucking, like, on the buildings and shit, but that's about it.
You can't just jump while you're standing there?
No.
What the hell kind of shit is that? Can you dodge the people?
Yeah, if I move around.
That's it?
Yeah.
Man, this doesn't sound too great at all.
Yeah, I told you this game sucked.
Then why do people love that game so much?
Fuck if I know. Yeah, you're just gonna die, motherfucker. I'm just gonna kill your ass. Even though you don't die, because it's a tutorial. Okay, fucking... Chop.
Why are you playing a tutorial?
Because I got to teach some dude students how to fucking use a sword.
Is that part of the game?
Yeah. boring.
You haven't gotten anywhere in this the whole time you've been playing it.
Yeah, I know, right?
How are you supposed to know when it's done?
I
understand.
Don't. I guess I gotta finish that tutorial before I can do anything else. Wait.
Is this the beginning of the game?
Somewhat. Move, nigga. Don't want to go that way. I wonder where he's going.
What the hell?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know, right?
Speaking of which, did you ever get anywhere on the Dante's Inferno game?
No.
You didn't like that one either?
No.
Damn. Maybe we should get you a simple game like Tetris. It's quick and to the point, and there's no talking.
Man, I wish there's no talking in this game.
That's what I'm saying. You need a game like that, so you don't have to deal with anything. You just gotta build blocks.
Okay, don't go that way. Which way am I supposed to go, huh? Uh-huh. Maybe I should go up this ladder.
No, don't do that.
Yay, I got another flag. Although that's not what I wanted. Damn, where the fuck am I supposed to go? What do you want me to do? Just fucking stand here looking good for my fucking health?
Yeah.
Oops. Man, I don't want to fight. What the fuck are you doing? Well, I'm dead. Let me fucking run. Well, fuck you too then, nigga. I mean, come on, I wasn't trying to kill a civilian. It was just, she was just in my way.
She was just in my way.
Yeah, so I killed her.
Or wait, I got a better game you could play. You could play Frogger. All I gotta do is run across the street. You think you'd be able to handle a game like that?
I mean, I like Mortal Kombat.
That's because that's just fighting. That's the point of that game.
Do I go this way? No. Maybe I go this way. Okay. I don't go that way. I don't know which way to go.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
What did you do with that? Yeah. Especially this game. Come on, what am I supposed to do?
Kill people.
Oh, yeah, but they won't let me do that.
You know, for a game that has Assassin in the title, there sure isn't a lot of killing.
Yeah, I know, right? Fine, I'll go teach that dumb motherfucker's students how to fight some more. Maybe that's what I gotta do.
What the hell do they gotta do with, what do they gotta do with the game? I thought it was about you.
It is. But I guess that's part of my fucking thing. I gotta learn how to use my weapons again. Apparently.
That's fucking ridiculous. This is,
you
this
have no
is
idea.
This is Tomb Raider all over again.
Yeah.
Such wild things would give your enemy an opening and send you to an early death. Yeah. Yeah.
Fight training.
Not fully understand what it is to wield a blade. Yeah. Perhaps you could show them what you know.
Sure, I'll show them what I know. Even though I don't want to. Come on. Her game is retarded.
You know, you can stop playing it at any time.
Man, I wonder what the fuck I'm supposed to do with you with this shit. Like, what are you for input? Fuck your input. You can shove your input up your ass. Man, fast attack. Yes, I'm doing a fast attack, motherfucker.
You are not fast enough.
Apparently not. Die. I'm done teaching you, little faggot huddle.
Die, motherfucker, die, motherfucker, die.
So they're off of school today.
Yep.
Because there's no snow.
Exactly.
Shit, I wish my school did that.
Makes no sense. Man, I'm done teaching your damn students how to fucking use a damn sword, motherfucker. End the tutorial already. Give me another mission.
How fucking long does that take? So have you? How long have you had those games for?
What, the Assassin's Creed one?
Yeah.
Since Friday, last week.
Well, you haven't had it that long. You just returned it.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
You said it's getting sold. You could just return it and get your money back.
Be easier. This game is absolutely horrible. Why won't he die? Okay, enough. Yes, I'm busy. I would like a new fucking goddamn mission.
You must be busy. I understand.
Yes, I am busy. Too busy to deal with your retarded ass.
Don't toss your weapons around.
Well, it's safe to say, man, I don't want to try this game anymore.
Yeah, that's probably a smart move.
You know, kind of like how you bought that X-Men game, because I thought about buying that too, but then you played it and you beat it in a half an hour and then nobody had to buy it again.
You gave me quite the fright.
So let's see, you like one game and you hate one game.
Yeah, just think, I've got 5 other games to go.
I really don't think you're gonna like any of them, except for Thor.
Yeah, we'll have to find out about that one.
Although, Infamous 2, man, that looks pretty good though. Well, the first one was good.
Yeah.
But I think it's funny how in that second one he has more powers. He got like ice and fire and shit like that. And then I was just playing God of War Ascension and he got the same powers now too. Like, what?
Why the fuck did I just go into a fucking thing full of hay? I don't want to do that.
What? Why are you in hay?
He just fucking threw himself into like a fucking thing of hay.
Alright.
And he just tossed himself from a rock into some more hay.
Is that part of the mission?
I think it is nowadays.
That's a terrible mission.
Yeah. Look, more hay.
What are you, a horse now?
I don't even know what the fuck I am.
You're clearly not an assassin.
Yeah, clearly not. But look, I got another flag.
Is it a black flag?
I don't know what kind of flag it is. I wonder where he's running from. I think he's being chased. Yeah. I'm being chased. I'm not being chased. I'm just looking like a moron.
Careful, I could have been hurt.
That's my problem, white bitch.
Was that absolutely necessary?
Yes, it's absolutely necessary.
Do not do that again.
I'm so lost.
Man, you and me both with this game. I keep running into people. I want person to tell me not. Do not do that again. I could have been hurt. Well, maybe that's the point. Maybe I want to hurt you. I mean, because I mean, obviously I can't kill anybody, so I might as well hurt you. Oh, my.
Yeah, hurt him. You big
bad ass.
Was that absolutely necessary?
Yes,
what the
fucking necessary.
What the hell am I supposed to go now?
Well, you could always pull it up on YouTube, and I could show you where to go.
Well, I'm thinking about that.
I mean, it does help when you're stuck.
Oh, my hope if I saw assassins, right? Am I missing us?
Well, I mean, like, walk through videos, not reading things.
Successfully complete the game. When the memory blocks are played again in story mode, you can kill anyone without penalty. Additionally, you will be able to use Eagle Vision at any time, regardless of synchronization levels due inside Animus. Well, that's not exactly helping much. Hidden messages. I don't care about the hidden messages, motherfucker. Assassination in Jerusalem. Well, LTRT and press X. So you can do this while running up to a guard, and it almost always works from any angle. However, it is noisy and causes civilians to run for guards. Well, I don't know what the hell LT and RT is. This is obviously fucking...
left, right, maybe?
I don't know.
That's why pull up the videos. Pull up exactly where you're at, and I'll show you where to go.
I don't even know where I'm. Oh, speak with the bureau leader in Damascus. Where the fuck is Damascus?
don't know. You're asking me like I could see this.
Intense training. I don't give a fuck about your intense training.
Well, we're pretty much done here, you assassin. Go have fun.
Sounds good, assassin.
Goodbye.
Peace.